We cannot begin to even imagine the intelligence that Adam possessed. God created him in innocence. He created him perfect. Adam had perfect use of his mind. It would just be amazing to me to be able to have perfect use of my mind. But he names all the Adam names all the animals, but there was none found like Adam. In all of creation, there was none like Adam. Everything else had a mate, but Adam, he didn't have one. God says, it's not good for the man to be alone. There's just something about that word, as I was looking at this again yesterday, all day yesterday. There's just something about that word, alone. Alone. It sounds so empty, doesn't it? It just sounds so empty. It sounds so incomplete. It sounds like something's missing. It just sounds like something missing. God said it's not good for man, for the man to be alone. So God creates man a helpmate, a woman. God says, I will make him a helpmeet for him, or a helpmate. Adam was full of love, but no one to share it with after his kind. You remember, if you go back in the first chapter, everything God created, he created after its kind. And Adam had no one to share his love with after his kind. He had no one to share the beauty of that garden with. No one. No one to be touched or to touch. Oh, the power of a touch. You know, the Lord, with that leper, just touched him. Just touched him. He said, I will be thou clean. Oh, the power. I tell you, the power of a touch is unbelievable. He had no one. Companionship, he didn't have as far as someone like himself. Companionship and togetherness is necessary in order to share love. He had no one in which he could produce others like himself. Now I know you probably think, well, he had God. But God said, it's not good that he be alone. God said that. It's not good for him to live in his garden by himself. So out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And they haven't changed since. And Adam gave names to all cattle, to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam. But for Adam. There was not found a helpmeet for him. Wasn't one for him. None like Adam in all of creation. We're going to see more of this in Christ here in a little bit. But there was none with the intelligence that he possessed. The brilliance that he possessed. None with the ability to communicate like he could communicate. None could reason like he could reason. None could love like he could love. He had no one to reproduce after his kind. In a sense, he was like an alien in a garden. There was none like him. Out of all creation, out of all that our Lord created in the beginning, there was none like Jesus Christ. None. He is the Lord of hosts, but none of the hosts were like him. None of the hosts were like him. The angels. Adam was created in his image, but there's still something missing there. There's still something. None were on the same level as he was. None. But that's about to change. That's about to change. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he, that is God, took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. God put Adam into a coma. That's what he did. He put Adam into a coma. And he opened up his side and he took a rib. You see, Adam was made from the dust of the ground. But ladies, you weren't. You were made from a rib that came from Adam. And that's where you came from. That's where you had your start. God took a rib and made a woman for him. One like him. One with the same DNA. They could love the same things now. They could love the same one together, God. There's just nothing more beautiful than when God saves a man and a woman and enables them to worship the Lord Jesus Christ together. There's no better home than that. No better. None better. They could love the same things. They could enjoy the same fellowship. I tell you, it's something when you love the same thing. That's the reason why you and I can have fellowship together. We love the same one. We love the same Lord. We have the same Father. We have the same faith in Christ. That's why we can have fellowship. And as I said, Eve was created. She was created from a rib that was in Adam's side. God created her from Adam's side, listen, to be equal with him. My wife, Vicki, she's equal with me. Now God has set an order. God has set an order that the husband is to be the head of the house. But now that doesn't mean that I'm just this superior and she's inferior. No, she's equal with me. She's probably more intelligent than me. She's equal. God created her from Adam's side to be equal with him, to be loved by him, and to be protected by him, and for him to provide for her. That's his responsibility. This is just my responsibility to provide for Vicki. It's my responsibility. It's not her responsibility to provide for me. Take care of the home. It's my responsibility. God gave me that responsibility. He gave me that authority. You know, you're not going to stand before God and say she wouldn't let me do it. Do that. It ain't going to fly. I can assure you that. It ain't going to fly. Because he holds us responsible for that. He holds the man to be responsible for the home. But this is a very good picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and his church. God put his son, listen now, he put his son to death. He put Adam to sleep in a coma. But he put the Lord Jesus Christ to death that he might take out of him his church, his bride, his wife. The Lord's church right now, is being put together. She's still being formed. That's why this whole thing hasn't ended yet. God has not completely yet formed the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ, the church. There's still more to come into the fold. There's still more sheep to be brought in. There's still more that makes up his bride that's got to be brought in. Now, when God took Eve from Adam's side, it says he closed up the flesh thereof. In the stead thereof, he closed it up with flesh. He didn't leave an open place or scar. But in taking the bride out of the Lord Jesus Christ and forming his bride out of him, he left a scar. He left a scar. Thomas, put your finger in my side. There's a scar there where that spear went in. There's a place there. Christ had to redeem his wife from sin. He had to redeem us from sin and the curse of the law. And that left a scar. The nail prints in his hands. That spear went through his side. It's still there. It's there. Now note the oneness here now. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. That is, you know, in Hebrew it means he builded. God builded man a wife, a woman. That's what he did. He brought her as a gift to Adam. And that's exactly the way we ought to view our wives, as a gift from God. Scripture says that a man who has a virtuous woman finds favor of the Lord. God gave her. He gave her. And what a beautiful gift she was. I can just imagine. No sin. No sin had ever touched them yet. Not yet. And she was no doubt a beautiful woman. And now Adam has someone to share his love with. He could look at a beautiful flower and say, Eve, come over here. You've got to see this. You've got to smell this rose. You've got to smell this. He's got someone to share his love with. The greatest thing about having someone you love and loves you, here's the greatest thing. It's the things you share together. It's the things that you're able to share together. Do you know what makes a beautiful sunset? You know what makes a beautiful sunset? Being able to sit beside of someone you love and watch it. Watch it go down. There's just something about that that makes it complete. Just something about it. God has given to His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, a bride. A bride to share the new heaven and new earth with. He's going to share that new heaven, new earth. He's going to share it with His bride. And He's going to share it with her throughout eternity. Oh, He said, Father, I will that those whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, the glory I had with you before the world was. I want them to see this. I want them to experience what I've experienced. And that's exactly the way it is when you have someone you love. You want them, you say, oh, I want them to be here to see this. There's been times that I've traveled, you know, a lot in preaching, and Vicki's not been with me. And there's been times I've called her, I said, Ma, I wish you was here with me today. You could have seen this. You should have seen what I saw today. Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She's just like me. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. This is my wife. That's what Adam said. This is my wife. I have no doubt Adam was awestruck when God brought Eve to him. I have no doubt he was just awestruck. He had probably had in his mind all this and Eve too. All this and her too. I have no doubt that he felt that. All this and her too. God made Adam from the dust. And then He made Eve from Adam and brought her to Adam and said, Adam, here's your wife. Could God build a better, who could build a better wife than God? Who could build a better wife than God? That's why it's important to wait on the Lord. To wait on the Lord. Doris was teaching a class one time. I heard this from Henry. He said it to us in a message. She was teaching a class one time to the little kids. Of course, these kids are now grown up in their 40s now. But they were just little kids. And she was teaching about Christ and Christ being the gift of God to us. You know, God's greatest gift. Then at the end of the class, she asked the class, she said, now, what's the greatest gift God has ever given to a man? And one of the little girls raised her hand and said, "Woman." And Henry said, "You know what? That's the second greatest gift. That's the second greatest gift that God's ever given to a man is a woman. The first is the Lord Jesus Christ. But the second is the woman. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Now they're one. Adam has someone that's just like him." Just like him. Listen, the church is one in Christ. She's born, listen, she is born of his spirit. You see, we have a connection to Christ and to God in a way that Adam didn't. Because Christ, who is God in the flesh, became bone of our bone, that he might make us and enable us to be born of his spirit and partaker of the divine nature. We are partakers of the divine nature of God. Now in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can love the same things, enjoy the same fellowship, love the same God. Let me read, I'm going to read this to you for time's sake. But in John 17 and verse 20, the Lord says, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I've given to them." I've given to them. Whatever that real glory is, you know, we're yet to experience the fullness of it and to understand what it really is and to really taste it, you know, that's yet to come. But he said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I've given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, and I can just, when I read this, I know I can't enter into it, but there's this desire, this yearning. I may be using the wrong words, but I will that they also. I will. He's the only one to say that. "I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world." I wanted to be there. The greatest glory you and I could ever behold is our Lord. It's his glory. He said, "I will that they be with me where I am." As I said, the church is taken out of the Lord Jesus Christ as the woman was taken out of the man. It's written over in 1 Corinthians 11, says in verse 7 and 9, "For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, he was made in the image of God. But the woman is the glory of the man, for the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." And here, now listen, for us to understand this, the whole purpose of the church, the whole purpose of the church is for the Lord Jesus Christ. She's created for him. And we're just types. The man, the woman, marriage, it's just a type. It's what Paul tells us over in Ephesians, I believe it's chapter 6. The church is created for Christ. You and I are created for Christ. Not ourselves. Not ourselves, but for him. But for him. And we are to serve him and love him. Respect him. Honor him. Now, Let's not argue with the Word of God. If that's the way God has established it, that's the way it is, isn't it? And we're not going to change it. We're not going to. I don't care. Listen, especially you ladies. We don't give in to peer pressure. We don't give in to the peer pressure of the world. What we do, we submit to the Word of God. We submit. It is our guide. It's our guide. There is nothing more beautiful than when things work together in the order that God has established them. Nothing more beautiful than that. Sin's what messed up the order. Sin did that. Now, when a man and a woman marry, marriage was instituted by God first. The husband is to take care of her just as Christ takes care of the church. Does he not? Who takes care of the church? Is it me? I'm an under-shepherd. I'm a watchman. But the one who takes care of the church is the Lord Jesus Christ. And the husband is to take care of the wife as he takes care of the church and provide for her and listen, and not depend on mom and dad anymore. Visit mom and dad and take care of mom and dad. But mom and dad has, you have your own life now. Husband and wife, you have your own life. And mom and dad has to stay out of it. They got to stay out of it. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. One flesh. You know, I can say this. I can say that my parents and Vicky's mother, my mother, has never, ever in 42, going on 43 years, has never one time, not one time ever butted in, stepped in, said, I don't think you're, not one time. And the husband is to cleave unto his wife. It doesn't mean he doesn't take care of the parents. It doesn't mean that. It just means that they got their own family now. And now they got to go on. They got to go on together. Through the rough times, they got to go on. But notice here their answers, and I won't close. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. They didn't know what shame was because they didn't know sin. Scripture says, to the pure, all things are pure. But to the ungodly, the defiled, nothing's pure. Nothing. I mean, you can just say a word, they'll turn it into something unpure. But to the pure, all things are pure. Your thoughts, you think about things, you try to put a, because I know what sin is. I know sin just, it ravishes our minds and our thoughts. But to the pure, all things are pure. They were not ashamed. They knew no sin at that time. And that's why they were not ashamed. Their inward holiness required no outward covering. It required no outward covering. You know, it's like religious people who are religious but lost. The less they have on the inside, the more they try to show on the outside. The more they try to put on the outside. But I like this statement. The inward holiness required no outward covering. They were not ashamed. Sin has brought in shame. It brought in lust and brought in all manner of wickedness. And one day, you and I are going to lay this sinful body down. And we'll never know what it is to be ashamed or embarrassed again. We'll never know what guilt feels like ever again. Ever again. Someday when this life is over, we will stand in the perfect righteousness of our husband and not be ashamed. All right.